Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now, you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Eddie Hyatt, author of 2,000 Years of Charismatic Christianity, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app. It was a great experience, and I encourage you to download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This pastor had made a career as an anti-violent activist, comforting grieving parents after unimaginable tragedy. Then he found out his own daughter had been killed in a shooting. Find out what happened after this break. Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today. 27-year-old Renisha Ebony Lee, a pastor's daughter, was shot and killed during a shooting Sunday, February 16th in Orlando, Florida. Police received a call around 6 p.m. Sunday about aggravated battery in the Palms Mobile Home Park, according to Fox News. When police arrived, they found Lee shot in her home. Lee was rushed to the hospital, where she died from her wounds. Steve Leo Stovall, pastor and anti-violence activist, told WFTV he and his wife got a call that no parent wants to have. He added, "I've been in that hospital and talked to so many families, but now, here it is that I've got to talk to my own wife. I've got to be the one to tell my wife that, look, Renisha died. She didn't make it. She's gone. We can't do nothing but call on the Lord, call on Jesus. That's been my strength." Stovall, who pastors a full gospel church called God is Able Outreach, has a reputation for convincing felons to turn themselves in. Now he's pleading for his daughter's killer to do just that, telling WFTV, "I pray to God that you just turn yourself in. Please, please bring us some peace. Bring us some peace, because there's no way in the world a beautiful young lady like that should have been killed." Officials have not yet released information regarding a motive. In a Facebook post published Monday, February 17th, the Orange County Sheriff's Office of Florida offered up to $5,000 for anyone who has information about Lee's death. Witnesses and family of Lee say she was likely an unintended victim in the shooting. "Pray for her family as they grieve this horrible death, and pray that God will compel the killer to come forward and confess. And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.